Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, the Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And previously on the site, we've been talking a bit about new uses of file sync and share applications that run on mobile devices and their prospects for task-oriented experiences. So I'm very pleased to welcome back Jeff Bach, who's a contributor to the site and a principal at Bach & Co., to talk a bit about some of what we've laid out in articles. And Jeff, you talked a bit about some of the basics in a recent piece that you did on mobile apps, but let's expand on it here. So Jeff, welcome, and it's great to have you back.
Good to be back. Good to talk to you, Lauren.
So I have many questions for you, and my first is, can you tell listeners, can you make the distinction a little bit between enterprise content management applications and file sync and share? And secondarily, can you distinguish, you talked a little bit about this in a recent piece, between pull and push experiences.
Yeah, okay, well let's start with the basics, basics of all the computer systems that we learned to live on and work on for so many years. And that is, these computer systems have file systems in them. And it turns out that shared file systems can be incredibly useful. Now, when network file systems came in with Windows and Macintosh 15, 20 years ago, it was really just an extension of the file systems that we had on our own desktops that we accessed with Windows Explorer or the Apple Finder app. And the basic idea there is that if you know the name of the folder, you can sort of figure out what's in that folder, and you can figure out what's in those particular files. And enterprise content management systems like OpenText or ECM, Documentum, or SharePoint really just build on this filing system metaphor. You put stuff into and you take stuff out of a shared repository. This really works like a filing cabinet, and as a matter of fact, in the early days, we talked a lot about the filing cabinet metaphor, but it's on steroids because you can actually start to build some very interesting applications that have a particular business purpose. And the quintessential one for ECM applications is something that happens in the pharmaceutical industry when they're trying to build the records for new drug applications. And there's thousands and thousands of documents that have to be organized and approved and stored in a secure manner. The same thing for training manuals or other official documents and things like that that would go into a file cabinets. And so that's been sort of the central point of a lot of ECM systems. Now, what these ECM systems all have is what is technically called a repository, sometimes like a document repository in the physical world. This repository has security. It has document management for check-in, check-out, and version control. You can put records management and workflow on top of it, and you can build all kinds of useful stuff that are good for office work. And that's where things sort of stood until the mobile revolution came along, and all of a sudden we had these incredibly powerful devices in our pockets and handbags, and we wanted to get some of the files that we were using off these our central repositories. So the invention of the whole host of file sync and share applications or file sync and share systems really just extends this file cabinet metaphor to our mobile devices and brings our ability to access our shared files that are stored centrally or stored in a managed repository onto the devices we happen to have. And so if you look at applications like Box or Dropbox or ECM has a, EMC has a product, IBM has a product, OpenText have file sync and share applications. They all work with just moving this file cabinet metaphor onto our mobile devices. So it's still very much a pull experience. We have to put stuff in, and we have to pull stuff out.
Okay, so now you've also talked a little bit about file sync and share apps kind of initiating this mobile journey for a user, what are some of the steps along the way, and how can pull experiences then be kind of transformed into mobile push experiences?
Well, I think what's key for mobile that's unlike desktop is this notion that we are no longer tethered to fixed workplaces. We are out and about, and we are doing work. And I like to talk about mobilizing the moments of engagement. We're actually engaged in doing things, and to make our mobile apps really useful, they have to provide us just the right information at the right time when we really need it. And there's been sort of been a shifting set of applications here. Now, going back to we can get some really useful stuff onto our mobile devices. Things like just having mobile access to email and calendars and the docs from a file sync and share application. That is, compared to not having it, really quite incredibly useful. And I like to call this sort of the mobile 1.0 experience. What we're trying to do now is build the mobile 2.0 experience, which are linked to business processes and business activities. And so let me give you just a couple of examples that I've come across in my discussions with customers and seeing the kinds of applications they build. You know, one example is in pharmaceutical sales, where pharmaceutical sales reps walk into a doctor's office and want to present him or her with just the right information. Well, it's not enough to just be able to call it up on a laptop or perhaps hand them a brochure, but in fact you want to have many people want to have an engaging conversation where they can actually use the content that's presented on a tablet to engage and in fact get feedback along the way. Another kind of application I've seen is in real estate brokers who are going out to try and sign up sellers to sell their property. And they want to be able to present them with an interactive environment where they can ask questions and get answers to their property comparables, where it looks on a map, and create a whole environment around it. So, again, these are mobile business processes that are really enabled by having access to a mobile device, but it's part of this overall end-to-end business process. So I think what's important here going forward is to note that the data flows are going to go back and forth. You want to look at where the data and content on the device is going to impact the experience, and where that data can in fact help to form the quality of the experience. So such things as location, or getting information off a camera, or potentially various sensors you might have, is going to be important. Now, the third thing I'd have to say in this transformation from pull to push is that we are really very much in the early days of this, and you see cases all around you where people are still collecting data manually, or having to go and look for something that you really want to be right in front of you, and in fact, these kinds of transformations from pull to push is really going to change a whole lot of the experiences and the way we're going to be able to work in the future.
So many thanks to Jeff Bock for joining us today and shedding some light on mobility and how it's affecting context and task-based experiences. And we'll continue our conversation with Jeff in part two and explore how the future might look for some of these mobile devices and mobile apps, and how users might both benefit from these richer context-oriented experiences and also some of the caveats, including data security.